Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, September 3rd, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
And did you set a personal best?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. It took me a while because I had two mistakes. And I had trouble finding them, but I eventually did find them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very proud of myself that I solved a Saturday all by myself, but it took me 53:25.
Are you sitting down?
Uh-huh.
It took me 12 minutes and 41 seconds.
Whoa.
I finished it and was like, that's it. So
that's got to be a record for you, is it?
I can't really tell because I had some times where, because I use the app, I've got times of 5 minutes, which really weren't real, but It certainly felt snappy.
Oh.
So
why do you think you did so well? You just knew everything?
I think it was probably luck, or maybe the clue writer and I were on exactly the same wavelength. I mean, there were several places where I didn't know, there were a lot of sort of pop references that didn't, resonate. Like, for example, Blank Deaver, the Rudyard Kipling poem, Danny Deaver.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with the Danny Deaver poem?
No.
Okay. Me neither. I was also unfamiliar with Danny, period. I did know 18 Across, Summers in the Hall of Fame for Infomercials, Suzanne.
Right.
At least I took a guess at it.
Mm-hmm.
And 24 Across, who says, I don't have a family tree, but I have a pretty great file directory. And that was Siri.
Right.
And I think I got that pretty quickly. So I couldn't get anywhere in the top left. And so I sort of segued to the top right. And then I sort of crossed into the bottom left, bottom right, and then sort of worked my way up and then was able to finish in the top left.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I mean some people on Wordplay had sort of been lamenting that it was too easy.
Oh, really?
But I'm not complaining. I was just stunned that I did it so quickly.
Uh-huh. Well,
so
that's fantastic. Congratulations.
I'm trying to be modest, but as usual, failing. Cuz there are lots of times when I've flamed out on a Saturday, so I was expecting it to be more difficult though, but again, it was just, I don't know, something just clicked for me.
Wow. I guess. Oh.
So enough boasting. What were your favorite clues?
Boy, my favorite clues.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked, let's see. I liked 16 Across. I thought that was funny. Digital filing service was Manny Petty.
Yes.
I thought that was very funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And 16 Down wasn't bad. Couple years. Not couple of years, but just couple years, uh-huh. Question mark. And that was Married Life.
Yes, that was good too. Uh-huh.
For 29 Across, giving a sexual interpretation to almost any statement, say. So I was going for double entendre.
Oh.
But of course it wouldn't fit, and the answer was dirty minded.
Yes.
I got minded first and then sort of bumped into dirty on the way to the top left.
Yeah, and that ran into two down, which is a word I've never seen, but I thought it was clever. Temporarily banished from a dorm room, in a way. Sexile.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sort of detecting a theme here. Sort of a mini unpublishable theme, perhaps.
I think those were the only two.
Really?
That were kind of, yes.
Let me see if I can do some double entendres on others. No. 32 Across, like muscles or some letters, steamed open.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And 19 down was interesting. It can start with a screen test, Zoom meeting.
Yes.
I guess I wasn't expecting that.
No.
But, And I don't know about 6 down, give a once over, eye up.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't resonate with me at all.
Oh.
I mean, if you give them a once over, And but eye up, have you ever heard that?
I don't know that I have ever heard that, but I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah,
it made sense. Eye up.
I guess it did.
Like you size up.
Mm-hmm.
Eye up, I guess. So.
50 across made me sort of have to think. 2016 prequel to the highest grossing movie of 1977. That just made my head hurt.
Oh.
And it was Rogue One.
Yes. Well, I knew the highest grossing movie of 77 would have had to have been Star Wars. So,
right.
So I knew Rogue One. I mean, what other movies from the 70s are they making prequels of in the 2020s or 2010s?
It's that 2016 prequel to a movie of 1977. That that was the part that hurt. But, a 52 cross, possible response to "Where's the beef? I ate it."
Uh-huh.
That
yeah,
was
that
funny.
That was funny. Mm-hmm.
And right next to that, 55 across, "Weird in good health? Amulet."
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. A lot of good clues.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Even 38 down, cork launcher was a pop gun.
Right.
I was thinking of like a wine bottle or something.
Uh-huh.
And they did have 26 down, unyielding was stern.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me they had stern quite recently.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can't remember what. I think it was in relationship to maybe a boat. I can't remember.
Well, I do. It mustn't have been that long ago because I can remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just in like the last week or so.
It was, let's see, it was today, and then it was exactly 1 week ago.
Uh-huh.
No, wait, that's wrong. Oh, no, it is. It's the clue was, so today, of course, it was unyielding. Last Saturday, it was retamanthine.
Oh, that's right. Uh-huh.
I'll never be able to remember or spell that word, retamanthine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and practice that. Yeah. And that was also apparently meaning stern.
Yeah.
Did you know 23 across, the cartoon character known for bursting out of a drum?
Oh, I
Porky?
I couldn't think of it, but it was, must have been Porky Pig.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how about the 17 across, the civil rights memorial architect, Lynn?
I know. I put Pei. I am Pei.
That's the only one I know that's yeah. Three letters.
Uh-huh.
It's like
but
three
Lynn, Lynn is an architect, too.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the same Lynn that did the Vietnam memorial.
The wall?
Yeah, the wall.
Okay.
I think so.
Hmm. I guess I'm not sure. Is the Civil Rights Memorial, is that the one with Martin Luther King sort of Jr. coming out of the stone?
I'm assuming that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Because I know we saw that at one point.
And yeah, we did.
And it did make an impression on me. The mm-hmm. name of the person who created it didn't, but uh-huh. the architecture itself did. Uh-huh. So, okay. Well, I think that's probably it for the crossword.
Okay.
And it's Saturday, which means it's time for Jam Katwa.
Do, 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 do.
The Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
Yes.
And we have gone back through the entire week, staring and peering intently at each crossword.
Yes.
And we have decided that they were great.
They were. We had a lot of good ones again this week.
Mm-hmm.
Many good ones. So
we should probably maybe highlight a few. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Which one? I think Monday had the revealer was Peace of My Heart, and the themes were Echo Chamber, Traffic Artery, In the Same Vein, and Safety Valve.
Uh-huh.
That was a great crossword.
Yeah, that was good.
It was really mm-hmm. a nice theme.
Uh-huh.
And then Tuesday.
Tuesday was our bunny crossword.
Yes.
Where we had the bunny slope, and we had some sloping circles. And if you answered all the clues right, they were names of different kinds of bunnies, like Energizer, Easter, Dust, and Bugs. So.
Yep.
So that was our bunny puzzle.
And Wednesday was one where they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different answers. TV dinner, IV Fluid, AV Club, RV Park, JV Squad, and EV Credit. You probably detect a theme there. And the revealer was 5-second rule.
Right.
Which took a while to figure out that the V was 5 in Roman numerals.
Uh-huh. But when you did, it was highly satisfying.
Yes.
At least for me.
and me as well. Thursday
was the math problem in the crossword puzzle. There was actually a math problem that you had to figure out the answer for to get one of the clues correct. So, and the revealer was 62 across, figure it out, which was do the math.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was actually a little math problem in the puzzle.
And Friday was a themeless puzzle, mm-hmm. but it just had some great cluing in it.
Yeah, really
and, great. Mm-hmm, and we've already talked about today's.
Mm-hmm.
So, after all that, we have settled on Wednesday.
Do, 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 do.
Always remember the 5-second rule.
Yeah, that was great.
Yep.
That really was a great puzzle.
Yes, indeed. And that was by Joe Deeney. So congrats, Joe.
Congrats.
We hope you're listening. And if you are, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and we will have some swag to send your way.
You bet.
And for the rest of you, if you want to do the same, you can't ask for swag until you win something. But anyways, if you want to get in touch with us, please do so. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Love to hear from you. Love feedback.
Yes.
And we will be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow, aka Sunday's crossword, tomorrow.
Bye-bye.